And welcome to the Fraudcast as usual. My name is Donald Busy alongside, of course, Kwame G, my nigga. What's up, bro?
Young Saliba.
Ah, today to go on location inside the studios up here somewhere close.
Somewhere
up here we are in some studio,
next
bro.
To Mudaiga.
But next to Mudaiga, you can watch Taki and Wells doing it. Like, bro, anyway, point is, we've missed you guys. And this is another episode of the Fraudcast. Fuck. But let's just do it. We are here for the good vibes and the good times. We've missed you guys. Ah. That's at least my next time to kingia kwa studio to mpige shout out. Have you ever played football with someone? Like better than death? Like, have you ever played with someone better than
this? Yeah, I told you about my feelings about Shadrack Onyango. You know my feelings about Shadrack Onyango.
I know your feelings about Shadrack Onyango. I had feelings for Ryan Kimutai, bro. Ryan. Bro, Ryan is not the player he thinks he is.
Onyango, that guy was scoring free kicks from midfield, but they went for 1-2. I was just amazed. That time I'm playing the false nine.
Oh, you were talking about Desmond Odera. My nigga. Bro, I swear there is no, like, the Neymar of footballers. We're not looking for the Messi. We're looking for the Neymar, the sexiest person you've ever played with. And you know it, it's this by far. This is the Bruno of tough football. And it's by far, no one can even reach the levels this has reached. Desmond Odera is the goat he thinks he is.
But Desmond Odera is your cousin, bro.
No, this is not about family. This is about some serious shit. Desmond Odera representing Games here, County, my nigga. Dudi Resort. What a man. Anyway, last time before, the last time we were here, it was before some nigga called Ole Gunnar Solskjaer bottled a final. That nigga broke my heart, I swear. We've never talked about this, and I don't want to talk about it. I want to call out
Honorable mentions.
Kiburi FC fans. We are not forgiving that. I swear, bro, also, I have never been heartbroken by football teams. I never expected it.
And the worst part is, I never expected penalties. It would be better off if it just ended in normal time, but it gave you hope,
you lost
exactly.
It was fucking Villarreal, bro. What the fuck were you doing with Villarreal in the first place? What the hell is wrong with you? No, Kombe, exactly. The problem with our team is our first 11 ilikuwa gel so brilliantly that kila time ulikuwa wakitoa the main guys kina Bruno ama Maguire. I'm afraid, like we couldn't do anything. We were not, that nigga is not technically inept, as my friend Mark Murashia always says, he's not tactically inept. So like ukitwanga mseko yo midfield yetu ama Maguire, like it can't just work. So like we toward Maguire and replaced Maguire with Bai. Why the fuck are you replacing Maguire with Bai? Ukisha replace Maguire na Bai, unatoa McFred. You are in a fucking final.
Yani, you heard all this talk about this shit and you've been keeping it to yourself.
I've been keeping it to my heart, bro. It's a fucking final, bro. Unacheza Pogba mbona and we have McFred, the best midfield in the world. Bro, there's nothing as beautiful as McFred. And speaking of McFred, Fred is such a lucky bastard. Isn't he gonna land up here, Brazil? World beaters too. Alisson. Marquinhos alikuwa anacheza na Lodi. Nani alikuwa anacheza hii place nyingine? World beaters, Casemiro. Hapo kwa sababu hapo kwa midfield, that is where they got him. The midfield had Casemiro. Fred! Casemiro, Fred. Was it Paqueta? No, it was another. Oh, Eder Militao was also at the back there. World beaters, Tupu. World beaters, Tupu. I think let's just check the lineup right now before I go far. Fred is such a lucky man. Fred is...
He's a Brazilian international.
Alongside Neymar.
What? And Alisson. And Marquinhos.
Marquinhos. And they are Militao, bro. Fred is... It was a 3-0 game. Bro, check his lineup. Huh? Alisson Becker, Marquinhos, Militao, Danilo from, wacha tuseme hata timu zao. Alisson Becker from Liverpool. Danilo from Juventus. Edea Militao from Real Madrid. Marquinhos from Paris Saint-Germain. Renan Lodi from La Liga Champions, Atletico Madrid. Lucas Paqueta from Lyon. Carlos Henrique Casemiro from you know where.
Three-time
Champions League kama ule mtu wa Leeds. Alafu hapo kando yako kuna Fred. Alafu Gabriel Jesus from Manchester City. Richarlison, you know Richarlison is the goat he thinks he is.
Easy.
And then Neymar. Fred was playing ahead of Neymar, bro. Like, oh, this nigga is so lucky. Like me and you, from after that season, with the first season with Mourinho,
and Fred was over.
Fred is never going to play football again because that nigga was so shit. Fred is just there and pass it inshallah and interception. Nigga can't fucking pass the ball forward to a fucking teammate and is playing for Brazil in that. Nikama mimi, niko kwa ile squad ya. Nikama mimi sasa, niko kwa squad ya Kenya sasa. Juu mimi upiganga kelele smooth dog. So I'm there with the world beaters. Michael Olunga huku, Anthony Modo Kimani, Francis Kahata hapo, alafu hapo nyuma center back kanda Anthony Akumu, it's me. The fuck man, what the fuck is Fred playing for Brazil? Anyway, mini shout out for Ole and stuff. It's your time, man.
Me, I'm good, man. Me, the only problem I have is with Chelsea, man. Mm-hmm. No, Chelsea thinks they're a sexy club, but they're not. Chelsea thinks they're a sexy club, but they're not.
Why do you think Chelsea thinks they're sexy?
I hate Chelsea. So just hate them. Now they've won a Champions League.
Oh, wait, if I know Arsenal. Mimi, like, I swear I don't have hate for any Premier League team because I Liverpool, but I don't even hate them that much. I don't hate them that much because they were struggling for 30 years. They were struggling for 30 years on the highway, like a rat.
And they have the most beautiful players during that time.
Yeah, so they were struggling, but they won a couple of Champions League. So like me, like in my adult life, me seen a Shidana Liverpool. So me, I don't hate clubs because me, I don't have anything to hate you for. You don't have anything that I lack. I have everything. I have Bruno. There's nothing. None of you has Bruno. Maybe Barcelona, but I love Barcelona because I love Messi. But they don't have Bruno. How the fuck am I? I don't expect to hate a club without Bruno. Do you know who Bruno is? You guys don't know who Bruno.
Bruno is the most sexiest person ever.
They go and bring Haaland. And Havertz.
Bruno is the biggest. He's going to be the greatest player ever in Manchester United.
I swear. Bruno has everything.
Every time they play against, they say about the greatest. As nobody's talking about Rooney right now. Because Bruno. If you just ask a Manchester United fan anything about Manchester United, just say Bruno.
Bruno.
Even Rooney is the one saying Rooney.
Bruno. Like, we love Bruno so much. Like, this, today when I play a car, Bruno since Ronaldo, I swear. We've never had a player like Bruno since Ronaldo. Like, a nigga who can carry us. Shida Bruno, you know Ronaldo used to do it against Arsenal and shit. Shida Bruno, I want you to do it in the big games, bro. I want to, Mimi, if Bruno was scoring like 6 goals, was scoring like 7 goals a season.
Or is scoring a free kick from midfield like Ronaldo's banged one against Arsenal.
Yeah, those are the things I want Bruno to do. Me, I don't want you to start padding against Sheffield. He's a refresh and assist. Pass those ones. I just want you to score 7 penalties. Moja Arsenal. Moja ya Spurs, 1-0 game, moja ya Chelsea, 2 za Man City, na moja ya Liverpool. 7 penalties. 7 fucking penalties.
You can't have all those wins in a season.
Those are the things I want you to do. Me, I don't want you there.
You can't have all those wins in a season. Who do you think you are?
You have done it. You've done it.
I'm saying, you can't have all those Ws in this era.
In this era?
In this era, you can't have all those Ws.
I'm hoping Bruno listens to me.
I even wish Chelsea won the FA Cup.
Mona?
Just because I was slandering them drink. Oh. Only for them we go for a bigger W.
So me, I expected.
Yeah, everyone. Then Pep thinks it's a sexy man.
Like City guys knew. You know, like the problem with City guys, they think they are us. You know, they think they have the pedigree. I told you one thing about finals. I don't know when they will let a match. Alafu, you put them in Watford and they reach the Brazil final.
For the first time.
They will be beaten by Nottingham Forest. Take it to the bank. Right now. Cash up. Take it. That's the problem with City first when they were going into the Champions League finals. We're going to join you. We have Pep, man. Like, of, they are fucking Vanna, bro. Agüero is not even starting for us. Then they have Vanna. But Chelsea just needed a short French nigga to do the job. I love you so much, N'Golo Kante.
N'Golo Kante, now he's in some incredible form of his life, and I don't think he's coming out of it.
But
did you watch the France game? It's making Pogba look like the Pogba we think he is.
No. Okay, I watched the Chelsea. I watched the finals. Kante is a defensive midfielder, isn't it?
Yeah.
That nigga is so much of a hype.
Yeah, I mean, always say what I always say about Kante.
Kante is good.
He just does his work more than any other player. As in, nobody does that. Does his work as in. Yes.
Like Kante, he has the eye test for a midfielder. Like he's busy. Like ako job, unaona? Ako job. The things Kante does by running around, Kimmich anasimama ngato anapiga mapasi. Kimmich doesn't concede much. You get like Kante. I saw some stats there. He'll go in a semati. At the most dribbles, Joshua Kimmich. Doing in they were comparing Kimmich, Kante, and who?
Kimmich is a very beautiful footballer.
Kimmich is so beautiful. But the football world rates Kante ahead of him.
No, nobody even rates Kimmich. Imagine.
People don't rate Kimmich, by the way. I saw people don't rate Kimmich.
Why? Kimmich is a very good. Me, I rate Kimmich over Kante.
Of course, I also rate Kimmich over Kante.
But if you say that in front of people will be
like, people will be like, fuck.
Who talks about Kimmich?
Who is Kimmich? Some people don't even know Joshua Kimmich is like, he's like top 20 footballers in the world. Top 10. Yeah, it's Bruno and Pogba. We already have Bruno, Pogba, and Martial. You can't make top 10 and check out your tattoo.
Yeah, Saka
and Saka has to be there. Mason Greenwood has to be there. There is no space. Yeah?
And Lukaku.
Lukaku has to be there. Papu Gomez, Ansu Fati. There's no space. Even Ronaldo is not there in the top 10. How the fuck do you expect?
Ronaldo can afford to be the top 10.
Kimmich can't be the top 10, but top 20 and again, is it? Top 20 is it? In top 20 there is space because we don't have. there's no Havertz. There's no Kinavana to fill our spaces. Top 20 is easy. Another thing that made me happy also, my club Lille won the league. I told you
sometimes pedigree doesn't work. I don't even know, but PSG is not really a very pedigree team.
They won their game and Lille won their game. That was not about pedigree. That was about Lille. Lille ndio walikuwa. It was Lille's league to lose. You get?
Yeah.
They were not playing against. If they were playing against PSG on the last day of the league, na mwenye amewin hiyo game atashinda ligi. That one you can bet your house on PSG. You get it. Kwanza kwa ligi. That's why. Even though people are slandering Ole, I think like you deserve. You see progress kwa league position because kwa ligu kwa sure you play some. You play nigga two times home and away, cup competitions. So like other cup competitions, I swear.
So no, I don't think cup competitions is very hard to win. It's a lot of luck. It's a lot of tactics.
Cup compete. Unacheki ligi like utacheza na Man City na utacheza na watu wamecheza na Man City. You get, so you'll be comparing your strength to all these other niggas. You get, but ukicheza cup competition, maybe a week PSG side knocked out a strong Bayern team. You get, so like if Chelsea had met Bayern, chances.
Like, no, you know.
Bayern, the good thing with Bayern is that you don't batisha with them. Like if you beat them. You beat them cleanly. Like, you don't batisha with Bayern.
Yeah,
you know, Chelsea have batisha with everyone until the final. The only person they beat was Atletico.
They batisha with
Madrid.
With Bayern in 2012.
Huh? And yeah, they batisha with Bayern. No, they beat Bayern. They beat Bayern. Hey, hey bro, Drogba is going to pick up a two-mile game. They beat Bayern quite convincingly. They beat Bayern. They played so well in that game, I swear. You don't just watch football. That's your problem. That's what you just... They beat Bayern so well. But Bayern, you can't come to Bayern and you'll pick up them two counters.
No, you can't.
If you want to pick up them two counters, Lewandowski will score you seven. You can't batisha with Bayern. So that's my reasoning for cup competition. So maybe took a
look. The other thing is that Bayern was not healthy.
Hmm?
It wasn't healthy.
I love that time because there were some problems in Bayern. At a league, there were Kanyago type.
It's not healthy. Lewandowski was out and Gnabry was out.
And Lewandowski was out and Gnabry was out. So I'm telling you, at a CC today, they're going to make bigger. Kama City kushinda ma cup competition. Wanaanza round 1 hivi wanapoa mtu fulani wa ligue 1. Kina Foden was start pad hapo mabao 17 ndio wakuja wadanganya naweza watu kwa goat debate. We see you. Kina Foden
was like Foden has 17 goals.
And that
13 assists.
Yeah. Aje. Na Premier League umemwona amefunga mara kaa 6 hivi. Wewe mtu ametoezi mabao wapi? Kumbe alifunga mbili Swindon. Akafunga zingine Plymouth
Swindon Town.
Akafunga zingine Plymouth Agil huko.
Crew FC.
Crew Alexandra. Akafunga zingine Forest Green, alafu anakuja hapo na 17 assists. Alafu anaeka hapo Golden Boy. For the, you know Foden has a real shot for Golden Boy.
He's going to win it. No, I think Mbappe will just you can't win it again, you know.
Yeah. See Golden Boy is for Golden Boy kwa kati ya teenagers, I think.
Sindio lakini si kina Mbappe
Foden is 20. So Foden is not in the Golden Boy. Actually, the Golden Boy list was released. Let's read the top 20 to check. Top 20 Golden Boy. I'm seeing here at the Brighton have rejected 40 million for Ben White. From Arsenal. Man.
So just go with 50. You know, we actually have money, bro. You guys just don't know it. And I'm telling you, have you seen there Madison X, Ben White?
Madison X. Grealish. Grealish hugged Saka. I don't know. Man.
And this boy from Anderlecht.
Boy for Jeremy Dock.
No. This midfielder. Ambu something.
Is African?
I think. Yes, I'm really.
See that Golden Boy list was here. How much is 43? Rambo.
What up, player?
Here is the Golden Boy. Gareth Bale got an assist.
What about the Golden Boy list?
Hey, now by the way, you know they had hopes for Turkey.
No, Turkey is also shameless.
But yeah, I had hopes for Turkey.
Anyway, I thought you were. You know, Burak was like 25. The nigga is 35.
Yeah, some legend that one.
Oh, is that guy that good buzzer at 35?
He's a good one. No offside.
What a run. No, but Ramsey knows how to make runs like serious.
But then he knows how to pick those passes the way Bella's picked him. So like he's the king of his own passes and midfield. Those midfield passes.
Those midfield runs like Rampardes.
Of course he can't be the king because there's Messi. Messi is like the king of everything.
Yeah,
king of
everything.
Attacking your team, he's the
attacking
king
wise,
of,
as in everything. Everything you can just think about attacking.
King of free kicks.
He has already done it.
Not once. Not twice.
Yeah, so man, let's talk about Euro, man.
The Euro. Which team do you have on for the Euro, man? We've not talked about the Euro.
See, my sexy people.
But then you talk for France so much, I hate you because...
No, my sexy people in Italy.
You bastard! you fucking bastard.
My sexy people you in fucking Italy.
I hate you.
Best player in the world.
Lorenzo Insigne. The best goalkeeper in the world.
Donnarumma. It's not even a question.
Jorginho.
The best defenders, the Chiellini X. Bonucci. What?
Oh, me the one
Florenzi on the right back. What a beautiful Spinazzola.
Those guys are so beautiful. And the good thing with Italians, beautiful football always. There's no compromising. Like, the good thing with them.
So they're playing today.
They can like play the passes. They can play counter. They can play long balls. In the same game.
It's like France. France does the same thing.
No, France wanakuanga na patient build-up. Alafu wana build-up kiasi, alafu... They score the same way every time. So let me explain to you how France scores. So somewhere here. So Pogba somewhere.
We don't even have the facilities to do our analysis.
Yeah, but Pogba...
But you guys know we are doing some serious analysis here. You guys are missing it.
Yeah, so Pogba... So now I press car up.
Now extend the screen.
Pogba go to up, yeah. Okay? Then up and down. Pavasha overlap. Alafu wana pewa. Cross! Kingsley Coman! Move it to the box! Bow! I'm a case. A Pogba ko hapa na ball. It's only a spoke,
but yeah, it's only a spoke, but then a long one to Mbappe.
Then Mbappe, bow.
No, you know, Pogba is so shameless when he sees Mbappe. You know what Pogba does? He sees Mbappe, then he does a sexy pass, but he knows Mbappe is so fast. Even if the pass accuracy is not good,
he'll just get it.
He's using Mbappe for the wrong reasons, for his beautifulness. Oh man!
And he's using those wingbacks for France so well. Like, you know, even the goal for the World Cup. I swear that's how far France scores, I swear. I'm not lying. Even the goal for the World Cup, like, the ball doesn't make way up, and off we song way up, and off we do the upper. Like, they don't score this way. Go and look. Like, most of their goals are inside the box also. And penalties. But the France score a lot of penalties.
Yeah, they score a lot of penalties.
Yeah. And so that's it. The one I'm telling you. Italians are the sexiest people ever to play football, and it's not a doubt.
Then Jorginho just becomes, I don't know how, he just becomes so beautiful when he plays for Italy. He just, like, I don't know, he enters some pool water, then he comes out sexy and slow motion shit.
Like me.
As Jorginho for Chelsea is not as sexy as Jorginho for Italy. They're two different players.
Me, like, I don't watch rival fans games though, but like, I've never seen like the dimes in Jorginho.
No, he's
just hear. But you know, kila mse lazima rating their players. Me, I don't rate our players who are not good. I can't rate McTominay goals. I love him so much though. But rating, apart, I can't bring McTominay goals when people are talking about CDMs. I'll just sit down. But you will just come there with Thomas Partey without shame.
And you know it.
We are not the same. Me, when I find people, when someone, mtu wake amekuja na Kante, mwingine amekuja na Busquets, mwingine amekuja na Casemiro, I just let them speak. I want, because me, I know we have McFred. It's not much.
Do you think the Canaries can play in Barcelona and do what? Or Real Madrid?
And do what Piqué does.
Yeah, no, and what Busquets already does.
Casemiro does. Right, first of all, the one thing about English players, the overrating has to be there. You like it.
First of all, he's already overrated times 200.
He's already overrated so much. He's good. He's good. No one is saying he's good. Like, Shida England, Infection from Missouri. You know, like, I swear they are Dutch players. Bro, Mount is so good. I'm not saying Mount is bad. Have you ever heard about English people? Am I the pundits talking about Mount or Foden? God damn it. Because that's a Roy Keane. Roy Keane, Grealish. Fuck, Grealish is also good. So good.
But Roy Keane, now he talks about Grealish.
Roy Keane, now
he's just a player. He's a
top player. Roy Keane, now he's a Grealish.
Oh.
We deserve to be on a studio, man. Someone needs to be recording this shit.
Roy Keane does it. For Grealish. I don't know what happened to Regis. Started talking for Grealish this much. I never seen Regis. All those days, just sit down and like say, me, I'll be talking for. As in, you must talk for somebody. Yeah. Like, it's a must. So,
I might talk against someone like Souness and Pogba. But they never have player agendas. Regis is just a big Grealish talker. But point is, what you're asking about Rice.
We can't, man. There's nothing special he does. As in, especially on the technical side of the ball, as in, how do I say? Calvin Phillips is way better than him.
I feel so cute. Calvin Phillips.
You know when Leeds play, you know Calvin Phillips does that thing alone.
Yeah, he plays there. You see the way he's playing. 4-1, 4-1. So watu kina Struik, kina Lorente, Phillips. Alafu watu wengine wanne, Goldford. This is why I love Bielsa. It's not like the rest. It's not like CG 4-3-3-4-3. Like formations in English Premier League Zufa Nana Kazote. Bielsa has his own.
Well, Zufa Zina Konga
the 4-3-2-1. I'm a 4-3-3.
Yeah.
4-3-2-1 or 4-3-3?
4-3-4-3. Then 4-3-4-3 teams now.
See, they never start back threes on paper. They start back threes like tactically. So like anachezama defender watatu. Now wing backs, but kwa formation, kwa wing back akwapo kwa holding mid. They think they are sexy. But Bielsa will come there and play three couple katikati. I love Calvin Phillips so much. I was talking about Calvin Phillips before people knew him. People still don't know him, to be honest.
No, maybe I used to know him in
Leeds. Championship.
I used to buy him on my FIFA.
But when you see ukiona tu msewa championship ametoka hivyo mingia Premier League anaitwa England. Some nigga that one. Like and then he's black. So you can't talk, his dad is Jamaican. So you can't talk.
He has like white hair.
His mom is white. His dad is Jamaican, his dad is in prison. Jamaica people.
Me.
Respect to the universe. And then another thing I'm so sick and tired about is watching pundits. This is not sexist at all, but I don't like seeing girls talk about football. This is not sexist at all, I swear. I respect women, I am not misogynistic, but y'all don't know shit.
It's like it's like a man just started talking about makeup men.
And
I know some of you.
Most of the good makeup artists are men, but they are gay also. That's not our point. Point is, like, I don't like seeing female pundits, I swear. What the fuck? Except Emma Hayes, who's such a legend.
What a legend.
These bitches, you see a bitch on, like, and then, I don't know what I was watching at KTN for. I was watching
children KTN,
no,
Kenya.
No, some Chile now from Kenya. You see, she's
talking about football.
She's brought there huge boobs. I'm a Vajazi Arsenal. What? I'm a Vajazi Arsenal. I'm a Vajazi Italy, Junior Euro. Amevaa jezi ya Italy alafu anasema hapo Ciro Immobile who plays for Inter Milan.
just like what are you telling me?
We deserve these jobs. We are fucking jobless and someone does not even, bro, me I don't even know where Immobile was playing like 10 years ago. This Chile doesn't even know where she is right now. I know Immobile's kids. But the people who are making it to TV are the one with big breasts. Not big knowledge. This should not happen. This should never happen.
Complete robbery. So talking about Euro, man. We're talking about the then we move to the Caldrice. So
we're back.
Now who's going? Who's getting disqualified in the Germany France group?
Germany France. Oh, so to say, Hungary was shyenda. They were not talking about
Hungary
like peace out niggas. Peace out. Hungary during the game they would have had a chance because they are really solid ukonyuma. Like they could do those upsets.
Don't they have Orban?
They have Gulash is also good.
Oh, Gulash, what is Gulash?
Shidako Nuji ball. Don't argue with me when I'm talking to you. Because international football. We know those
and their left backs are really good.
Their wing backs are also good. And Sela is good also, that striker, the captain. They are bringing bitches to say this shit that I know. Fuck this world. Okay, what was I saying? So me, the team, Tokayo, Germany, Germany, France, Portugal. I think Kina Bruno are going because they have Bruno. Like, they're just going because they have Bruno. No other reason. Even Bruno does not play, does not score. They're going because they have Bruno. Full stop. And now also, the guys from France are also going because they have Pogba and Kante. So it's France and Portugal for me. But I feel like Bruno will beat Portugal, will beat France.
So Portugal is going all games?
Portugal is going to win the group.
Portugal is going to win the group.
Yeah, but Germany tawasumbua though. But they will beat them 2-0. But Germany will disturb them. But they will beat them 2-0.
But you know, Portugal is a very sexy team.
Mm. Oh,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
Portugal is a very sexy team.
Portugal is a really sexy team.
Have you seen the players?
Maze and Cancelo is hard. Cancelo was like the best form of his life, right back, left back in the world. Like there was no, he was the best left back and the best right back in the world. Maze COVID, and now they bring Dalot. Dalot is also not good, but they have Nuno Mendes, Rafa Guerrero.
Nuno Mendes is a left back.
So good, and he's 18. So good, so fucking good.
Nuno Mendes.
So me, of course, the team that I got for the final is obviously the team with Bruno.
So Portugal are going to the final. And they're losing against my beautiful Italy.
Italy are not going to the final.
Italy are going to the finals and they're walking. Because we're doing it unbeaten. We're going all out.
But I'm not sure. I don't think I got Portugal for the Euros. I was not settled on a team when the Euros will
come. I was not settled.
A lot of me international tournaments, I don't like settling on teams. Because like my guys are everywhere, you get.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
You, which Arsenal players playing a top team for the Euro?
You have the best Saka in the world.
Oh, Saka. Oh, we're not even talking about England. England, by the way, let's talk about England and the Euro. England's hopes about the Euro. How do you feel about England?
The best they can do is a quarterfinal.
And do you think like they have like top three best squads in the Euro?
No. They have a midfield. They are the midfielders and can't do anything against teams like France, Germany, Italy, Italy. I don't trust their midfield, man.
I think, I like their attack because they are players we know. I like their attack. So I think one or two defenders. They only have one good defender with Harry Maguire. They didn't call Wan-Bissaka. Ah, now they have Shaw, but the nigga will play Trippier or Chilwell.
He'd rather play Trippier as a left back.
As a left back, now he has two of the best left backs in the. I swear, Shaw and Chilwell were up over top 10. No discussion.
Really?
Shaw and Chilwell are in the top 10 of best left backs in the world right now.
It's because they play for the top 10 best teams.
Okay. Fred is not in the top 20 best midfielders in the world.
It's because midfielder is 3-3-3-3-3.
My
left back is 1-1-1. You get what I'm trying to say? You get that part?
Yeah. So best left back for Real Madrid. Best left back for Juventus.
But now you go to midfielders. You go there. 1-2-3. Then another team. Then 1-2-3-4-5.
By the time we pick a Kwa Manu. By the time we pick a Chelsea.
Oh my god.
Mm. Yeah.
Talk about England.
I feel like England na Euro. Man, I'm not feeling them to win the shit. You know, every time like English teams can kwa Juna Joa, English League is the best league in the world. You like it or not. But like so like players, most English players wana tokanga the English League. And so like England inafuatwa keenly by a lot of football fans.
So,
like, so guys expect.
Oh, more from the
more
players,
from
yeah.
Them,
yeah.
More from them.
Because the players we know.
Yeah. So, like, guys think, like, Rice is, like, they think, like, the best players, like, when a chicken could be, like, squad England in a Konga story. Like, the niggas who missed. Because I don't understand why the fuck Jesse Lingard is not in the squad. If you want sexiness in a team. Why not just carry Lingard the sexiest football in the world?
But I don't think.
Do you think the Lingard like the, when Trent Alumia? Do you think they should have replaced him with a defender?
Yeah.
I think this nigga's tactic. Amendoko could defend. Amendoko could defend because he knows he can get a goal. He knows he has Kane and Rashford and Rashford Sancho and Calvert Goldwin. He has everyone. He has a really good attack. Like you
really
can trust Kina Grealish. But he has a really bad.
And doesn't defense. Play Grealish.
Huh?
And doesn't play the also the best young player in the world.
but na joke panga squad England in ngumu. Ebu, if we could panga squad for England right now, like your best squad, Ebu, can you try?
Yeah.
Trent.
Dean Anderson. Then there at the fullback and on the defender, I put Maguire and Gomez.
Maguire and Gomez.
Then the left back. I use Chilwell.
You just don't want to put Shaw.
No.
Just put Shaw.
I use Chilwell even on FIFA.
You can't rate Chilwell over Shaw. If you rate Chilwell over Shaw, we can no longer be friends.
No, I don't know why.
So, midfield.
Midfield, I go two midfielders.
Holding.
Dean Henderson. I don't know Dean Henderson.
Bryson Phillips.
What is it called?
Jordan Henderson.
Yeah. And Felix.
Never rated that nigga at all. Like
it's good, it's good. Mm-hmm. Then I put that Grealish on the CIM.
And the CIM.
Then he plays with Ken. He plays off Ken. So him and Ken, 6-6. Then Sancho does his thing there.
Yeah.
Then Rashford does his thing there. But on FIFA, you use Sterling.
Yeah.
Just because it's FIFA. But in real life, you all know who's the better player.
Yeah. your attack is so spot on. So I maintain your attack the way it is. Then midfield, I put Rice and Phillips.
And Phillips.
And Maguire and Stones. Shaw. Wan-Bissaka.
You also put Trent in.
Wan-Bissaka.
So you're doing the biggest robbery in football.
I will never rate.
Wan-Bissaka.
No. I don't think Wan-Bissaka. This is a squad. This is a football squad. This is not Trent and Wan-Bissaka. I have never rated Wan-Bissaka over Trent ever in my life. I know Wan-Bissaka is not the nigga. He's sexy though. I love him so much. But the needs of this team. We need like defenders. Like England team in a defender. Like a nigga who can just defend. Like the best defender is Maguire. Maguire is a really good defender. I'm not lying.
So Gomez is also a very good defender.
Nah. Gomez is just fast. Gomez is playing there because he's fast. Gomez is... When you don't see face. Gomez and Van... Did you see Prime Gomez and Van Dijk conceding seven? Did you see how they looked? Those niggas were like this, bro. Even me, when I'm playing, I'm sometimes nakwanga hivi. Those guys will go on a hivi, man.
Wait, doing this. Gomez not even reach his prime.
No, like if you're rating Gomez is not... Gomez is not a good defender. Basically, Gomez is not better than Stones. I don't think it's that much. I mean, it's bad. Mings anachezanga tu jioni mlefty. But why the hell do these people rate Mings?
I don't know why. It's because he's English.
Mings alikuwa na relegate wana ban mouth ban.
They see Mings as their next Rio Ferdinand.
But they like those tall, sexy black guys. But Mings is so sexy. No homo.
Then the keeper.
Henderson. Yeah, Henderson. I can't put Pickford. I think Henderson is the best English keeper.
No, you can argue with Pope. Pope is really
good. Pope is also good. Yeah, Pope is also. But Henderson is better. I think Henderson is better than him. Henderson is better than Pope.
But then England doesn't even have good goalkeepers.
But the goalkeepers could work. But they're not. No, they're not clutch goalkeepers like in our black and.
It's just like here in Madara, the goalkeeper can do their job. And
yeah, like yeah, but there's a good. But in France,
Loris is very clutch.
You can say Loris like. But very can you call like when like right now because Loris is like a legend. Can you like put him into 10 keepers like all time?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You get?
Yeah, I don't know.
So like the good teams.
Because clubs of pedigree have like two good goalkeepers of their history.
Of their history.
So by the time we
reach right now, Liverpool.
By the time we reach the club of pedigree of Tottenham, yeah. So we'll be ready
in number 7. Like by the way, kina Milan have their guys, kina Inter and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, ukifika Tottenham itakuwa. Nah, Loris is like their greatest team. There's no argument.
Yeah.
And then right now, such Kisemata even right now I don't think because right now there's Alisson and Ederson. You know.
The top 10 goalkeepers in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Loris can beat there.
Let's go. There's Alisson. There's Ederson. We put Mendy. We put De Gea because of pedigree. You put De Gea.
Ahead of Lloris.
You let Lloris ahead of De Gea.
Huh?
I hate
Lloris, but I think it's just the same thing as.
You think Lloris is better than De Gea? They work at the same level.
Consistency. Lloris is more consistent, bro.
De Gea's just they had
2 years.
There's been purple patch. But De Gea was like our only world class player for like 6 years. Our only world class players. Like De Gea is there. De Gea are top 10 best goalkeepers in the world ever. That is the point. Not even but we're speaking about right now. Traffic are 4 up on De Gea. We have Oblak,
yeah.
We have Ter Stegen, you know. To number 7.
So
we have Neuer. Ranovic is old, but because of his legendary status, he's also there. Yeah. Just because of the hair. But he's not going to some class should stop though. But Ranovic is there. Kotua.
The best goalkeeper.
Kotua and Donnarumma. There's no Lloris space. We can put Mendy ahead of Lloris, Bado. We can put Mike Maignan.
We're not even talking about the best keeper in the Premier League.
Bad Leno. And he's still not there, and we can put him.
He's being saved for Germany in the knockouts, and I know it.
Now he's their captain. You can't save him. Now he's their captain. They can't. That's the good thing with being a captain.
Well, you can't even if they're playing rumors, you have to play, man, because you're just the captain.
The captain. But now he deserves his spot.
No, it's good.
And then 34 is so young for a goalkeeper. Like, me not a goalkeeper. Money. Like, son, he's gonna. There is 30 years, he's been. Son, and Josiah,
and he's now discovering his potential.
And then.
No, I think that there was tired of saving you guys. No goalkeeper, you can get really tired of saving guys.
He was carrying us on his back.
He was carrying you guys. As in, there was winning you matches.
Man, that game against Arsenal.
Yeah, what a match.
But the greatest goalkeeper ever is Iker Casillas. And I literally wanted to become a goalkeeper because of Iker Casillas.
Because Casillas?
As we only knew Casillas, as if you actually football players, you would just say, I want Casillas.
Oh, when you are those kids who like to ngara people. Like, when people are talking about footballers, you see, we were talking about Ronaldo and Messi, of course. Eh? No.
And you come there with your
and you come there to start fun with your Casillas. I also like you. Many kwa na kujanga Carpos, na kujanga Bastian Schweinsteiger. Me, I was so shameless. Huh? I come with
then you go there and play FIFA. Then you go there and play FIFA, that PS2. You go play PS2, then again you start part another day with there.
You know the people in from our place on a Congaso textbook, like guys only play like with Real Madrid, PSG, like they only play those top clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
See to keep it up for FIFA. Ah, I mean come up on a Roma, my G. at the young age of 12, that is what I was doing. Me and I find people speaking about football.
They are on the PS3. They're on the PS3.
Me, I was not coming there to Ronaldo, Rooney, Messi. No.
Me, na kujana. But the Roma was good.
Eh?
That Javinho that time.
Javinho.
Yeah, then.
Eh? The Roma was good though. They had Javinho. They had that other. Thank you, man.
Podcast, bro.
They had Javinho, I'm trying to learn.
They had
De Rossi, they had Totti.
They had like a winger was starting in Imbula or something like that.
It was, I could not talk about him with Javinho, I can't remember. I'll go Ivorian.
What a team.
Why the fuck would we forget football? Ni bank.
So man, tell me about Euros. So England, then who's going to win Euros for you?
My Euros team, like the one I feel like is strongest to win Euros.
Yeah.
Pretty much it was.
It's France.
Like the strongest team on the Euros right now.
Mm.
I think Belgium are balanced.
Yeah, Belgium are very good.
They're balanced and then they have a good manager. They're balanced also. But their defense. Oh, they have Alderweireld, but when I say Shagaboyata, they have Alderweireld and Vertonghen, who I think are but Shida and Alderweireld and Vertonghen have played for Spurs. They're going to talk some trophy winning materials, but they have zero. They have trophies, they are the ones they won for Ajax.
But there's a time they were the best duo in England.
Yeah, there was a time Alderweireld.
It was a discussion, man.
Toby Alderweireld, Jan Vertonghen. There was even a time there was a guy called Thomas Vermaelen.
So was playing for us.
I know, I'm telling you.
That guy was really good.
That guy. Luka Podolski, not Podolski. That's your captain.
Not Koscielny.
The German.
Metasaka.
Bah, Metasaka.
What a player.
My cousin used to call himself Metasaka Odera. Nigga was, bro, Mazeo.
As in, Metasaka was so sexy that he was making people call him. No, but Metasaka is really some shameless name to say. Metasaka.
Metasaka. And then, the way Ocha people call, they have their right spelling. It's like Metasaka. Bloody many choma.
So you're Euro,
my club for Euro. I want to go with Portugal or Belgium. So Portugal or Belgium, I'm fine. Oh, Italy. Also, so, I'm good.
I just remember there's a team called Belgium. I forgot about Belgium, but I was talking about how sexy it is, Italy is.
They have looked up.
I think they are going to win. Belgium will win it.
Oh, you are not thinking about Belgium at all.
England has never won
a major trophy. Oh, they have won the World Cup.
They won in 66.
It's because of the hype. Bang.
Damn, England have.
But if comparing squads, Belgium have like a top keeper. They have Couture.
Okay. You can't even.
Let's give Alderweireld and Vertonghen because you know when you choose a national team, unajituma like twice more. On paper, like if you are playing for God and now when you go and play for Kenya, you feel like you need to give more for your country than your club.
Makes sense.
You know.
Mm.
So let's give it to Vertonghen and Alderweireld. You know.
Mm.
And then they have Munier, is really a good attacking option. Alikuja yo game alifunga moja aka assist hizo
zingine. So plays left back for Belgium.
Munia plays Castan, Munia plays right back. Castan ameumia. I don't know if it's good. Who plays left back for Belgium?
I think they played with Carrasco.
They played back three, so they play wing back.
Since Carrasco can play wing back.
Yeah, so they played Carrasco, and then they have Vitzel,
Tielemans,
they have Lukaku, cheat code, then the Hazards, then they have Martens.
Yeah, damn, team.
What a team! Like everyone is suited for every the place they play. Like Martens and Achesa, your place Martens and Achesa, like there are so few people who are better that team at that place except Messi and a few other guys. So Martens is really
Martens not left footed.
Is good. Is like Wamo and Asamanga. Ivo Wamo and Asamanga, both feet. Left foot, right foot, both feet. Like in Sergio Ramos, what a man. Sergio Ramos, what a man. These days, you know, he does not score tappings. Screamers Tupu, he played with him last Saturday. Screamers Tupu, from the midfield. I'm telling people, it's tough ni dogo, but unajua sisi tunachezanga, tough ina tushananga kaa hiyo box. Hata hiyo box ina kakubwa. Hiyo box ya taki hiyo.
Taki hiyo
moja. Na sasa watu shooting hapa. In real life. Sasa sisi tunacheza hapa ndani. Hakuna mtu anaweza shoot hapo.
That's a really good thought.
That's some, yeah. So every time I shoot, even if it's going far, but tough. Understand it.
But tough is like 50 meters.
But tough, you know, you can shoot, like good players can shoot from the goalpost.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Because that's a short distance. Like,
that's
normal Bruno strike range. Top beans.
Bruno can really good top beans in that
time. So, like, if you had good players, you could have a lot of midfield goals. But I'm the only top player in my club. And now I'm retired.
Yeah.
Mm. So Euros. To make some money. Belgium. The broadcast is Team Belgium. Huh?
Yeah, it's Belgium, man.
We are Belgium for the Euros. We are Belgium for the Euros. Come open to Belgium. Your girlfriend is cheating on you right now. But of course your girlfriend is cheating on you. Set in Nini. Women deserve nothing.
Nothing and less.
Nothing. Women less. Deserve less.
Or nothing.
Women no. They don't deserve less. They don't deserve anything. I'm standing up for you. Well, they only want to a buyer. Because of this city, women will do you dirty. From the broadcast, we wish you all the best in your lives.
This is the season finale.
From next season, we'll be coming back here close to Mudaiga. Nice vibes. Good time. But then this is some. This is some. This